going to read from 1 Thessalonians. It's a whole list of short commands. And I want you to, as I read through this, to think about, do I do this? Okay, I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 through 23, roughly. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for both yourselves and for all. Think about that for a couple of seconds. You know, people come against you and they do wicked stuff to you. Do you try to get them back? That's what that's about. Rejoice always. We can overemphasize being somber and sober, okay? We can do that. And we just need to have the balance that the Bible says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. How do you do that? You're rejoicing and you're praying at the same time? Well, God makes it possible. In everything, give thanks. Well, obviously, you're going to have to be giving thanks while you're praying and rejoicing, right? For this is the will of God in Christ for you. Do not quench the Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to work in us. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. So even what I'm saying, test it against the Scripture. This is Scripture, but I mean test what I'm saying against Scripture. Abstain from every form of evil. That's a hard one. We like to do our own pet sin, and that's what we always get hung up on, but we're supposed to abstain. Stay away from it. All right? So just think about that list, and let's settle into prayer. And, you know, if you need to confess your own personal sin, do it, and I'll just pray for us, okay? Heavenly Father, we come before you. You've given us a short list here. This is just part of the truth, but it's a short list of commands that you've given us. Please help us to weigh ourselves against your word. We will see that we fall short, and we ask for your forgiveness. We thank you that you have forgiven us and you will forgive us. We ask that you would draw us close to you and get us ready to worship more and to hear your word and to partake of your table also. We ask it in Jesus' name. And 1 Thessalonians 5, 9 through 11 says, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." Okay? That's what we're appointed for. "Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing."